Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Adventures of a Scottish Heiress by Cathy Maxwell, narrated by Anne Flosnick. Chapter 1. London, August 1816. Ian Campion was bloody tired of being poor. Making his way through the foul and narrow streets of the Rookery, known as the Holy Land, for the Irish inhabitants who lived one on top of another there in unrelenting poverty, he wondered how he could have ever believed he could create a better life for his family here than the one they'd had in Ireland. He hated the closeness of the buildings, the crushed spirit of the people, and the soot in the air from the hundreds, no, thousands of smoking chimneys. Of course, the last time he'd lived in London, he'd been on his way to becoming a man of means as a student of the law at Lincoln's Inn. The streets he'd walked had been vastly different then. His future had been full of promise, until he'd returned to Dublin and destroyed everything with his pride and arrogance. His dark thoughts were interrupted when a half dozen children in ragged clothes dashed past him on the chase of a rat one of them had spied. Their mother sat on the front stoop, sucking down gin and laughing wildly at some joke one of them had shared. The women fell silent, their expressions speculative, when a party of barefoot, unkempt sailors, newly off their ship, swaggered by on their way to one of the area's many brothels. Meanwhile, in the entrance of a supposed butcher's shop, pickpockets, lazy and in good humour from working richer areas, haggled with the butcher over fencing their stolen goods.